We would like to welcome you into the services of Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Brother Oscar McCamus. Our church is located just 9 miles out the Kingsport Highway, and our service times are Sunday morning at 9:45, Sunday night at 6 p.m., and Wednesday at 7. We would love for you to join us. Now, we would like to welcome you into the services of Brother Oscar McCamus.
Chapter 3 of Mark. And verse 22, and the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub. And the he there is referring to the Lord Jesus. And by the prince of devil casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables. This is Jesus speaking. How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man. And that's what I want to preach on. I want you to see that phrase. Except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said he has an unclean spirit, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked around about them, round about on them which sat about him, and said, behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Now, I want you to look at that phrase that I pointed out to you there while I was reading the scripture there in verse 27. When he said that he must bind the strong man. And if I would take a text this morning, that would simply be what my text would be, binding the strong man. Now, these scribes here, they are accusing Jesus of being a devil. Now, when people are so short on discernment that they can't tell good from bad, and that's how a lot of people are today, and so when they can't tell a good man from a bad man, when they can't do that, usually what they do is they look at the good things that the good man does, and they try to accuse him, and they try to slander him, as you see there in verse 23 down through verse 27. Jesus said that the strong man, that he has a territory, and that he has established residence in that territory. And if we don't want him running things, then we had better bind him. Otherwise, we cannot, Jesus said, take possession of the territory, nor occupy the house. Now, it's obvious that Satan has set up shop in our land. It's obvious that he set up shop in our cities and our counties and our communities and so and all of these kind of things. But someone may say, well, preacher, I thought that the devil was in hell. Absolutely not. We understand that that is not true, but one day he will be thrown down in that awful place called hell. But right now he lives on the earth, and he's going about doing all the damage that he can possibly do. The Bible says in 1 Peter or 2 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the devil is a roaring lion walketh about, the seeking whom he may devour. And Jesus said in these verses that if we expect to reoccupy the space that the devil has taken over, we have to bind the strong man. Now, he said if we're going to reclaim that territory that the devil has taken, then we're going to have to, first of all, bind the strong man. Otherwise, that he will fight and he will resist effectively, and we cannot accomplish anything. And so that is the message this morning. How do we bind the strong man? How do we do that as Christians this morning? How do we do that? The first thing we do is that we fight the strong man with God's weapons. We fight the strong man with God's weapons. Look what 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, what that means is that we are humans and we live in the flesh. We all understand that this morning. That's who we are. We're humans, and we live in the flesh. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says that we, the children of God, that we are awaiting the redemption of the body. That's why the body has not been redeemed. That's why we still have headaches. That's why we still have cancer. That's why we still have heart diseases. That's why we still have arthritis. That's why we still have all of these nagging, aching, destructive diseases that we have. It's because the body has not yet been redeemed. But listen, that's and that's why things go wrong in our lives. I'm sure that every one of us, maybe this past week, we've had things that went wrong in our lives. And so that's why it is. One day our bodies will die. We all understand that. We all know that. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. But now we are awaiting the redemption of our body. The redemption that we now have is the redemption, if you're saved, is the redemption of the soul and the redemption of the spirit of man, but the body awaits its glorification. So we still live in the flesh. And if we fight with the weapons of the flesh, the strong man is stronger. Now, do you understand that? If we try to fight with the weapons of the flesh, the devil is stronger. We are no opponent. We are no match for him in ourselves. We're no match for him in the weapons of the flesh. And so we cannot overthrow him by using fleshly weapons. Now look what 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 says. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There is a necessity for us to get a hold of God's weapons. And so which are effective against the strong man or against Satan, casting down in verse 5 imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought in the obedience of God. In other words, and I want you to see that we can get the victory over the devil. We can get the victory over the bigger and the stronger and the more powerful. Even though we see ourselves, when we're in comparison to him, we see ourselves as weak and anemic, we still, if we'll use God's mighty weapons, we can cast him down. See, I'm not up here telling you a story of gloom. I'm up here telling you a story how that you can defeat, how that you can bind the strong man. Now, there's so many good people have went out and waged war against the strong man and tried to use the weapons of the flesh, and they're strong by the wayside today. They went up to do battle, and they lost. A lot better people than this preacher have tried that, and they have failed. And so it's very, very essential, because our enemy, look who our enemy is. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. So if you're fighting a spiritual warfare, then weapons of flesh cannot do anything against that. We're fighting a spiritual war. He says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, the Greek word for principalities, it means the chief rulers of Satan's kingdom, the big shots in the demon world. That's who we're up against. We're up against the chief rulers. And that word powers there, It comes from a Greek word meaning people who gets authority from the big shots. In other words, what we're saying here is these ones here are the little shot, and they're deputized on behalf of the big shots. In other words, they have power and they have authority in various places, and they're operating in their place. And they are very formidable. Don't you think that they're not powerful? In other words, significant enemies. They're very significant enemies that we face. So the first thing that you got to see is, if we're going to bind the strong man, if we're going to defeat the devil, then we got to fight the strong man with God's weapons. The second thing is, the strong man is present in our midst. The strong man is present in our midst. In other words, our enemy is the devil himself. He's a real person, not some imaginary cartoon character that has a red jumpsuit on and carrying a pitchfork in his tail. That's not who he is. But I want you to see here, the Bible makes it very, very clear that he's ever present in the world. And he has a program and a plan. And you know what the program and the plan of the devil is? The Bible said for to kill and to steal and destroy. That's what his plan is. That he tries to destroy everything that he can, try to steal and try to kill. In other words, if I would call the authorities this morning, and I would say to them, I need you to come out here to Union Temple this morning. They're a predator in our midst. And he's going to kill everybody he can. He's going to steal whatever he can. He's going to destroy whatever he can. And you need to get here quickly. I'm sure that they would dispatch all of the EMS and all the officials and all the security and everybody they could. I'm sure they would dispatch them out here, because there was somebody here that they knew was a threat to kill and destroy. And so what I'm saying is this: the devil is very present in our midst. He's a very real, high-powered, supernatural being, our enemy. And he has a program with which he intends to destroy. In other words, that's why churches in certain cities over America today, that's why churches in those countries are putting out signs, and they announce themselves as the Church of Satan. I'm sure you've seen some of them. I'm sure maybe you've read about some of them. Very, 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 very prevalent today. There are other churches that are pretending to belong to the Lord, but they're infiltrated by the devil's crowd. And so they're doing the devil's business, and they're preaching a false gospel. The Lord Jesus said there's only one gospel. There's not two gospels. Jesus said, if there's someone comes unto you, even though he's an angel from heaven, and he preaches unto you another gospel besides the gospel that I preached unto you, let him be accursed. But we know that the devil, through people, are infiltrating good churches, and they're preaching another doctrine and those kind of things. And so we're doing the devil's business in some churches. That's where the cults comes from. You say, how in the world does these cults get started? How in the world could anybody believe such a thing as they believe? That's where this off-the-wall outfits come from. Satan and his crowd do everything they can to work their way into churches and to destroy every single person they can. The devil would like to destroy every one of us sitting here this morning. If he can filtrate himself in and get you to believe something that's contrary to the Word of God, to the destruction of your soul, then that's what he would love to do. If he can get you to believe there's another way to heaven contrary to what the Word of God says, if he can get you convinced of that and let you end up in a devil's hell, that's what he wants. And he'll laugh whenever that time comes for you. And so we see that his business is to try to deceive people. The devil is a counterfeiter. He tries to counterfeit everything that God has. He tries to counterfeit all the real. And so we see that the devil, to bind the strong man is present in our midst. You've got to, before you can bind him, you've got to acknowledge that he's real. You've got to acknowledge that it's somebody that in your very midst, in your very presence. He's not someone out yonder somewhere that you never come in contact with. You have got to be conscious. And then the next one, the strong man's business is booming. And atheism is an invention of the devil. Evolution is an invention of the devil. Humanism is an invention of the devil. When man says man is the biggest thing there is, and that's what humanism says, that you don't have to have a higher power, you don't need a higher power, you're the highest power they are, you just do whatever seems right to you. Whenever somebody says that, the devil has put that message in that person's heart. He may be Johnny Cumlata, and he may have all kinds of PhDs from the greatest universities in our country, but if he's a humanist, then the devil has sold him a false bill of goods. Liberalism is the devil's business. I detest liberalism. Sometimes when I even preach on liberalism, I want to go home and wash my mouth out with Scope or Listerine. Listen, I wouldn't vote for a liberal for a dog catcher because I think too much of dogs to do that. Listen to what I'm saying. And I want you to know this music that is going on in our country today, in our culture, is the devil's doing. And I want to... And let me just stop right here and say that I used to be, when I was growing up, and I ain't gonna lie, I still have that on my TV, on that Cyrus stuff. I still like to listen to that old country traditional music. But I want you to know that stuff they sing now as country is trash. I don't know what's happened. I guess that's what the world wants. But that business is of the devil. And all of this stuff that is going on, and we see this, and all the New Age movement, the Buddhists and the cults, it's the devil's business. All this stuff, the devil even targets Christian leaders. In other words, he has targeted real and genuine men of God. And so the way he wills to do everything that he can to tear people down and to knock them down and to cause them to fall. But he's not content with targeting just Christian leaders. But he targets Christian churches. Churches, the devil wants to destroy churches that are right and preaching the gospel and standing for what's right and standing against what's wrong and doing good and sticking to the Word of God. Listen, great churches all over America today are declining, and they're falling away, and the power that once was there is gone. What has happened? Because everything has been changed. The philosophy, the ministry, the standards, changing everything. The devil is after Christian leaders and churches. He's trying to get us to fall and to fail. And by the way, let me say this to us that are here this morning. Most of us are senior citizens this morning. And we're here, and I want you to know that he's trying to destroy your family. Now, some of you here have been married for a number of years. Some of you here that have probably celebrated the golden anniversary, and some of you have been married for several years. And you're pretty secure in your marriage. Pretty secure that everything's okay. But you'd better not relax. Listen to what I'm saying. Because you had better not start coasting. You better pay attention. Because the devil can camp at your house, and he can tear the very heart out of your home and out of your family. He's a powerful enemy. He comes but to kill and to steal and destroy. So don't you think that you can sit back and kick your heels up and coast and take it easy, that your marriage is not in danger, your home and your family is not in danger. Oh, yes, it is. We have a strong enemy. How do we bind him? How do we keep that from happening? He's targeting our homes. And so I want you to know that he is waging war. A real war. And don't think that Satan is very aggressive. He's very arrogant. He's very angry. He's loose on the earth, going about attacking, devouring, destroying. And so I want us to understand the next thing is the strong man is waging a real war. The devil's is winning more souls than you can imagine. That's what breaks my heart. Good people that I love with all of my heart. Good neighbors and good people of the community, good citizens have been deceived and have believed the lie of procrastination, put it off and get saved someday. And as Sister Lucy said here this morning, then all of a sudden the heart attacks and the strokes and the cancers and all those kind of things come and takes them out unprepared. And it's too late then. Listen, he's winning people. People are dying every day unsaved. He comes and he's trying to set up shop and tear down the things that are important to us. He's succeeding often in his mission. Totally, we sit around sleepily by, uninformed, totally unaware of his agenda. Sometimes even denying the fact that we often defend the things that even the devil is trying to do unbeknownst to us. We even defend some of those things that the devil has infiltrated our churches with intent to destroy. Listen, you see, you said a lot about these things. I've not said nearly as much as I could have said. But I want you to know, I remember my brother Bobby went off to war. Some of you folks might have been there in the Vietnam War. And he went off and I'd like to ask you this morning to really pray for him. And I mean, it's just when he came back, he was just he's been a total wreck emotionally ever since he got back, and he's had the results of the Agent Orange and the COPD and prostate cancer and lung cancer, and he was up. Patricia was in the hospital. I was up seeing her the other day, and he came in and they had to take him to the emergency room, and he was just so. I'd like for you to pray for him, but. But he came back and he talked to me a little bit about the war. Talked very little about the war. Could not get him to say very much at all. And some of you men that's been there, you know why that is, I'm sure. It's just such bad memories. You don't like to relive those things. But he says this, that when you're among the enemy, you don't yell across the battle line and invite them to come over to your camp and have a meal with you or to do some kind of activity. No. When a war is in progress, you put your dukes up and you fight the enemy. And if we don't, then we die on the battlefield. And so what I'm saying is, when a war is on, and there's a war on, so you don't invite the devil to come in. You're aware of him and you keep your distance and you fight against him. Saddened me to know that there's Christian families that are turning their children loose at very young ages to go into the rooms with television, access to the internet, and access to all kinds of channels on the dish and all those kind of things and the videos and all this kind of stuff. It just saddens me because of all the stuff that the devil is infiltrating across those kind. And I guess mom and daddy are so busy now, I guess if that keeps a young child occupied for a while, then they think that it's okay. But you need to be very, very careful. You need to be very, very sensitive to what can be stored in that little child's mind. The enemy is not almighty, but he's mighty. Listen, our God is almighty, but the devil is not almighty. But he's mighty. Don't let the devil do what he wants to do. The devil has hirelings. And they have an open season. There's never a closed season on anybody. There's always an open season. We need to stand up and go out with the message of Christ. We need to intend to win when we go out. Win over the devil's territory. And we need to take prisoners. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we start getting some of the devil's crowd to come over and join God's people? Wouldn't that be the most wonderful thing that could ever happen? Those that out there that the devil has their eyes blinded and destroying them and lying to them and eventually
when they die lost to destroy him. And we'd be right on. We have to prepare as children of the King, as soldiers in the war. We must ready ourselves and determine that we'll do what we have to do. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. The Lord puts certain things in our hands to help us to win the battle and to fight against the strong man. What are those things? He said, "Preacher, I wish you would tell me. You've been a long time, and now first thing I wanted to convince you is that there's a need for these things that the Lord has put in our hands to help us to win over. First thing I wanted to do is convince you that there is a war going on. The first thing I want to convince you is that there is an enemy out there that hates you and wants to destroy you and your family and your loved ones and everything good. He wants to destroy the church and he wants to destroy everything that honors God. And he wants to ruin you. But you don't have to let that happen. God give us the weapons, made them available to us that we don't have to be defeated. That we can be victorious." And so the first thing that he gives us, that he's placed in our hands, is the blood of the Lord Jesus. It's been in our hand, put in our hands to use against the devil. Now, I've confronted in my lifetime some quite powerful things. But when you appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know I found that the blood of Jesus can overcome the devil. I've found in my time in 40 years of ministering and pastoring, and I've sat down and talked with people, I have had people to admit the most horrendous things to me that they've done. That you, I guess, probably about the only one I've never had anybody to confess to me is murder. But I've had everything that you could ever imagine that they said they had done. And you say, "Preacher, what do you do? What do you do when people confesses those things? What are they that you can do with people who have committed such gross things?" Only one thing avails, that's the blood. In other words, how can we break the devil's strongholds? How can we deal with somebody who has had a lifelong addiction record with alcohol or drugs or immorality or other such thing? How can we help people that these things has that kind of drip on their lives? How could we do that? I tell you one thing that'll take care of every bit of that is the blood of Jesus avails.
We would like to thank you for listening to the services of Brother Oscar McCamus. For more information about our church, please like us on Facebook at Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church or visit our website at UnionTempleFWB.org.